You're about to hear opinions that you may like. Then again, you might hear some that offend you. We don't apologize for that. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
We have finally had a lot of discussion in this country over not just higher education, but the implementation of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion in that higher education space. I mean, we've also had it, obviously, in the workplace and in government, but in higher education in particular. And that's a good thing because of the wide-reaching impact that that has. But here's a question, and this is being asked in a new book. Has DEI become the biggest con of the century, and did it almost topple higher education? We'll tell you what we mean by that in just a moment. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. I am now joined by Dr. Stanley Ridgely, and he's the author of the new book, DEI Exposed, How the Biggest Con of the Century Almost Toppled Higher Education. And Dr. Ridgely, thank you so much for being on the program. We'll get to that in just a moment here. But when you look at the trend for DEI, and it's had different names over the years, right now what's in the crosshairs of President Trump and a number of lawmakers at state and federal levels, we're seeing a backlash against it that's kind of crossing party lines. Is that just a fad, or what crossed the line for so many people to say this has to be addressed? This doesn't need to be reformed. This needs to be eliminated, particularly in that higher education space.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. It's great being on the show. And I think that what you've just described, this backlash, is really people finally realizing what DEI actually is. Because DEI has been out there hanging diversity, equity, and inclusion, and people have been filling in the blanks with what they think it is. And for the most part, they're wrong. And this suits the DEI cadres, you know, to a T. They think that DEI is merely creating a level playing field in the universities, giving everyone a fair shot. It's just teaching about slavery and race, and it's really none of those things. That's a cover. That's a fraud. DEI is a con game, and this con game has a name. It's called virtuous victimhood. It's run by racialist grifters making a buck based on the idea that America is, and you've heard this before, an inherently racist country. It's irredeemably racist, and it's constructed on something called white supremacy culture. Now, once you can get the university moguls to believe that, and to believe that they're somehow complicit, somehow guilty, then you've opened the door to the university to come on the campus in a luxuriously compensated job to teach about race, to do the work of anti-racism. And what this means is basically teaching students, faculty, and staff that all white people are racist, are oppressors, are exploiters, are villains, and all persons of color are oppressed, exploited, are victims. This is the virtuous victimhood. They gain a kind of a virtue by virtue of being victims. And so that's the con game. And it's a wonderful con. It's a magnificent con if you're an admirer of that sort of swindle. And they've managed to line their pockets with incredible amounts of money that's taken out of the public coffers and that's taken out of parents' pockets who are paying exorbitant prices for tuition. It really is a scam, and I give a reluctant admiration, but I think that scam is ending now, and the president made that very clear in his address recently, that DEI is coming to a close. We will no longer have racial discrimination, illegal racial discrimination, illegal deprivation of the rights, the protections of the Constitution, of the Equal Protection Clause. We'll no longer have that, and I think that colleges and universities who have been violating these provisions of the Constitution are going to come into line or lose their federal funding.
Okay, and this doesn't have to happen in a way that eliminates the conversations about tough parts of our histories. I mean, we've got some ugly parts of America's history. How do we silo that into the proper academic place without crossing over into that grift that you just described?
Well, I think that what we're going to move away from is the indoctrination of that horrible binary worldview that is really part and parcel of the whole DEI movement. When people say, again, DEI, they tend to think of a kind of an elaborate affirmative action plan. They're going to remedy the sins of the past kind of thing and ensure that everyone has an equal shot at the American dream. And that's not what DEI is. And it really never has been. If anything happens remotely that's like that, it's really just a peripheral, unintentional result. The real agenda is to inculcate and indoctrinate folks into this binary worldview of being oppressors or oppressed, exploiters or exploited, evil and good. And if that sounds very familiar, it's because it's right out of the Marxist playbook. The idea of class consciousness, the idea that you're either an exploiter or exploited. And I should say that this worldview has led to some unfortunate consequences on the campuses we saw last year, which is rampant anti-Semitism, because the Jews on the campus don't fall into the oppressed category, and therefore they're not deserving of protection from the DEI mantra. In fact, they are basically examples of colonization, and DEI is in the business of decolonization. So to get back into how we address these unsavory parts of American history, which I think have been addressed quite forthrightly and quite often, I think is to simply go back to the idea that the university is an enlightenment institution based on logic, reason, scientific method, and humane values and progress. And I think that there's certainly room for all kinds of perspectives, but not the exclusion of all other perspectives in service to this noxious ideology of a binary view of the world, which, by the way, is a very primitive view of the world, of all people as good or evil. It's very Manichaean, if you want to get into it.
We're visiting with Dr. Stanley Ridgely, who is a professor of strategic management at Drexel University, also the author of the book DEI Exposed, How the Biggest Con of the Century Almost Toppled Higher Education. Okay, how do we get from here to there? How do we get to a post-DEI world on campus? I mean, obviously, President Trump is saying, I'm going to take away your funding if you continue to push these indoctrinations, right, as you put it. But the academy, you know, kind of medieval institution, I'm married to an academic. I know how slowly things can move and how stubborn they can be. How do we get from where we are now and have that, what would have to be a culture change in about 2 minutes we've got left?
Well, I tell you, things do move slowly in academia. In fact, I kind of view the senior leadership in academia as betogged, you know, Dionysian Roman bath participants, where they're just sitting around sipping wine and kind of languorously looking at the world go by. That's changed radically here in the first 6 weeks of the new presidency. And what we found is that the time to pay the piper is here. The game is up. And these colleges and universities are going to have to move quickly, because if they don't, they could face the loss of federal funds. That's the key, Mike. That's the key to getting rapid change. And of course, that's a relative term, rapid change in the university. And this means ending these programs, ending any kind of a renaming of these programs or titles. And it means expunging these people from the university. I'm all for that. Because this kind of medieval pseudoscience, such as alchemy and astrology and pseudoscience and sorcery and superstition, has no place in the modern university except as a subject of study, not as a framework for indoctrinating our kids. That getting from here to there, that's going to be much quicker than I thought it ever could be, because I think that universities are going to have to make a choice, and rather than temporize and delay and hope for a different day, different administration, that's not going to work. So I'm very optimistic about that, and I hope you are too.
All right, then. The book is called DEI Exposed, How the Biggest Con of the Century Almost Toppled Higher Education. Dr. Ridgely, is that out right now?
Yes, it is. It's out on Amazon. I encourage people to go online to look for it. I think that it's an incredible, I think it's an incredible book, of course, you know, but I name names of villains. I name the guilty schools. I name the toxic programs. I talk about their luxurious salaries and the high fraud that they commit. It's all in there. And if you want to know why it's being banned, and for very good reason, this is the book for you. I hope it becomes a resource, the go-to resource for the destruction of DEI and its and preventing it from ever returning again. DEI Exposed.
All right. And if people want to follow the work that you do, or they want to be in touch, website, social media, anything like that, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I encourage them, your listeners to reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's where I do most of my work. My website is named after my last book. It's called BrutalMinds.com. That's BrutalMinds.com. I do a lot of my work there. But do reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always looking for new contacts, new friends, and new ideas.
All right. Dr. Ridgely, thank you so much for the conversation. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Mike. Take care.
Just ahead, when it comes to reforms, is DOGE getting the job done, or are they overstating what they're doing? Let's take a critical look just ahead here on American Viewpoints.